From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Violence in West Bank as Palestinian assailant is shot. Israel says that military force has shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence came one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. The Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the tenuous situation in Syria. In the meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who have become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees currently are stranded along the Syria-Jordan border, and hundreds are dying because they're cut off from food and medical aid. President Obama, joined by a bipartisan group of political, security, and business figures, has urged the U.S. Congress to ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. With about 4 months left in office, the Obama legacy in the region may well hinge on whether U.S. lawmakers ratify the pact already signed by 12 Pacific Rim nations. This is VOA News. Witnesses are saying al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town with the border with Kenya. Residents in al-Waq told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control. Witnesses say at least four people, among them two government soldiers and two civilians, were caught in crossfire near a military base and killed. The Shabaab force consisted of about 200 fighters with a dozen battle wagons. The UN's Children's Fund says tens of thousands of children in Nigeria could die in coming months from severe acute malnutrition. UNICEF's Ariane DeVos says children are literally on the brink of death.
We're going from house to house, from hut to hut, from shelter to shelter. And those children that are severely malnourished, there is children get treatment. With our program, we can reduce mortality to less than 1%. So it's a very, very high impact intervention. It's just that we need to find these kids before it is too late. We need to reach them before it is too late.
UNICEF estimates that about 400,000 children are at risk in three states in Nigeria, while a total of 4.4 million people are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance there. In politics, presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended 5 years of what he calls uncertainty over his views by declaring that President Obama was born in the United States. VOA's Wayne Lee reports.
In 2011, the Republican nominee was a force behind a movement arguing that Obama was born abroad. Since then, he has refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. A day earlier, Trump's campaign said that he does believe Obama was born in the U.S. state of Hawaii. In a campaign appearance Friday, Trump blamed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton for starting the controversy. Clinton, also in Washington Friday, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace. Speaking before the Black Women's Agenda Symposium, Clinton said Trump has led the birther movement for 5 years to delegitimize America's first black president and that Trump's campaign was founded on what she called an outrageous lie. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
And Mr. Trump says that if he is elected, he will reverse all of what he calls the concessions President Obama made in an effort to normalize relations with Cuba, unless Cuba meets certain demands. In the past, Trump has said he supports normalized relations, but would have preferred a better deal. And the U.S. says it will not recognize the outcome of the Russian parliamentary election slated for Russian-occupied Crimea on Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. position on Crimea is clear. The peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine. Crimea-related U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.